Rain in D.C. holding up the Nationals and Marlins for 26 minutes on Tuesday. Trey Turner takes the field for the first time since late June. He's back from a wrist injury, but Giancarlo Stanton is trying to steal the show.
Swing and a long drive. Make that 51. Going, and long gone goodbye. And his 18th home run of the month of August. It's the Marlins 1 and the Nationals nothing.
Murphy at the plate. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Gordon dives. It's by him. It's a base hit. Defoe scores. Jackson headed home. And the Nationals lead 2-1.
And the pitch to Diaz, a swing and a tapper up the third base line. Dietrich charges in, barehanded pickup. The throw is wide and pass first base. And Turner will trot home with a run. It's now the Nationals 4, the Marlins 2. Ryan Zimmerman has walked and lined hard to left. He kicks, he delivers, and a swing and a line drive. Base hit into left center field. It's now Washington 5, Miami 2.
3-2, two outs, bases loaded.
Rendon to the gap in right center. That will clear the bases.
Anthony Rendon drives in 4 runs in all. 8-3 Washington is your final. Every Nationals starter, including pitcher Edwin Jackson, records at least one hit, and Trey Turner finishes 1-for-4 with a run scored in his return from a fractured right wrist. The Nationals continue to cruise in the NL East. They now lead the division by 14 games. Here's their manager, Dusty Baker.
I mean, you know, he looked pretty good, actually. Took some close pitches. He saw a lot of pitches, which is going to help him get his timing. And, you know, he played flawless defense at shortstop, which he has been working on even though he couldn't throw. He's been working on it. And, boy, that first inning, when Jack got out of there with one run, I mean, that was especially against this team because they can score some runs. And then you know, then Anthony had a great game, great cuts game. He got a two-out double, bases loaded, another two-out single, you know, which is huge. And then our bullpen, you know, did a great job. Perez came in and got a very tough hitter in Yelich to ground out, and then struck out Ozuna, guy has 100 ribbies, and got Realmuto. That was a huge... huge inning for us.
I know that Stanton got the homer against Jackson early, but how'd you think he bounced back against the rest of the game?
Well, you know, Stanton's not the guy you'd pick to gauge yourself on, but, you know, he got a slider out over the plate, and Stanton knows what to do with it. So, you know, the key was that he led off a couple innings, and there wasn't anybody on base. That's the thing. And you got to stop D. Gordon from getting on in front of him because, you know, this club's come back, I think, mostly in their park. I think they've come back, 3 comeback victories, walk-offs in the 9th, I think. And, you know, you never have enough runs against these guys because they can hit. You know, they got a tremendous lineup. Yeah, he looked pretty good. Other than that, Willie Mays catch kind of scared us. You know, but, you know, first time he's been out there. And so we're going to work him out everywhere. And like I told him, man, he's going to be, you know, kind of like my sixth man in basketball, which is a very valuable person. And you know, we gave Michael a day off other than one at bat and a couple innings. And then Diaz played good in center field. And, Lynn got a huge double that led to a couple of runs, and so that was it was a very productive day.
Morley's been kind of tough on you guys.
Yeah, he's been very tough on us.
The idea of just passing the baton a couple mm-hmm. of different innings tonight was big for you guys.
Well, yeah, and you know, Morley wasn't as sharp this outing as he was his previous two outings because usually he keeps the ball down. He was kind of wild tonight. And, you know, he helped us out tonight. You know, he wasn't as sharp as he was the last couple times against us.
He was Oliver Perez and Matt Albers in that inning.
Oh, yeah.
How good Perez and Albers have been.
Oh, yeah. We were just discussing that, you know, with my general manager-to-be, Amanda. You know, how Rizzo won't like that. But, yeah, about, you know, how good those guys have been. I mean, they've been awesome. And, man, I mean, they got some huge outs there. I mean, big outs, because those guys, you know, they're capable of the big inning, especially when you got those guys coming up in Yelich. And it was almost worked to our advantage a little bit because, you know, we didn't have to pitch to Stanton, even though, you know, he threw the ball wildly to first. That gave us opportunity not to pitch to him and to walk him. It wasn't planned like that, but then Perez and Albert, and Perez, who got it happened so quickly, you know, he got up late because you can't keep somebody ready all the time. But man, that was awesome. Well, you know, much like Ramos was last year, you know, he's amongst the leaders, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position, especially with two outs. You know, when you just need a single or a double and you don't need a homer. And, you know, he doesn't strike out very often. He doesn't hit into double plays very often. And then the count, he had him 0-2. And then he has a knack of staying off close pitches or fouling off other pitches in order to get back in the count at 2-2 and then in with the 3-2. And then, you know, hit that ball in the right center. No, I don't. I'm thinking of other stuff. That's a good idea, though. It's a great idea. So I'll start noticing that.
Trey Turner comes off the 60-day DL, and he's glad to be back where he belongs at the top of the Nationals' batting order.
The game went on. I slowed it down, had better at bats, and it was nice getting, you know, back out there for the first time.
At the end of the first inning, when you dive to make that catch, did you feel like, okay, yeah, this is pretty normal again? Or
what do you mean, like just back in the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I was just happy I made a, you know, play for Edwin. He struggled a little bit in that first, and you know, to get out of that first inning with one run given up to that homer was huge, and he pitched great after that. So it was you know, just nice to make a good play behind him.
Is it nice to be hitting atop a lineup like this again that has the kind of potent bats straight down through that can drive you or anyone else in?
Yeah, got to get on base for those guys. You know, it's always been in the game plan all year, is just to get on base any way you can, because those guys are unbelievable and they've done it all year. You know, we've had tons and tons of injuries, but you know, people have stepped up, and it seems to not matter who you put in there, 1 through 8 or 9, because everybody's hitting. I think everyone even had a hit tonight too. So it's nice to be in that lineup, and it's fun when we're clicking.
Matt Albers retires the only two batters he faces on Tuesday. He now has a 1.74 ERA for the year.
And, you know, we had just had the series in Houston, and, you know, you hear, oh, here's a hurricane coming. You're like, all right, you know, it's as long as it doesn't hit right where Houston is, you know, hopefully we might get some rain and stuff. And, you know, it usually moves on. But, man, that hurricane hit, caused damage. Then it got into Houston, and it just kept staying there and dumping water. And, unfortunately, I think it's still raining a little bit. Hopefully clearing out soon. But yeah, it was really tough just to kind of leave, and then, you know, talking to my wife whether to evacuate or not. Same thing with my parents. It's like, we want to leave, but then if you evacuate, then you get, you know, that's a danger as well, with flooded roads. So just kind of scary overall, and pretty sad, honestly, to see that your city just kind of underwater like it is. But you know, I think we'll bounce back, and you know, hopefully all is well.
And also a scary moment, your wife is expecting a baby like in a month or so, isn't she?
Yes, yeah, she's 8 months pregnant. So yeah, no, she actually went up to she was able to get out on Monday. We had before the water rise in our street that in our subdivision that we live in. So she went up to Dallas with some family, so they're up there, and she's doing well. And my parents are still in Houston. They're so far, actually my mom sent me a picture where I think the sun was shining in their house. So, you know, it's looking better, and hopefully we can start kind of that rebuilding process.
Well, brother, you know, that is a tough thing, but it looks like right now that these batters are swinging underwater with the way you're throwing the ball, Matty. When we acquired Kinsler and Mattson, and you had just continued to progress toward the back of the game and have done such a tremendous job for this ball club, one of the guys that just really hasn't hit a prolonged slump. Everybody struggles for a little while. But when we acquired those guys, did Dusty say anything to you? Did he slot you guys? Or was it just something that worked out that sometimes you may be in the seventh, eighth, sixth? But just like tonight, as we've talked about so many times, when the game is on the line, you're the closer. It may be the fifth, it may be the sixth, it may be the seventh. And I know you have that same adrenaline rush in that situation, right?
Yes, absolutely. No, yeah, when they got traded over here, I mean, we were excited. I mean, I was really excited. I know those are veteran guys who got it done. And, yeah, no, they are very open about, hey, these guys are going to kind of go 7, 8, 9. And, you know, so you're going to be kind of bridging that gap. And whenever those guys need a day off, you'll fill in. And obviously with the injury to Mattson, unfortunately, I was able to kind of step in. So, no, I think the communication on when those guys came over, you know, I was there to help. And whenever I can pitch, I mean, I know it's hugely important to be able to come in the fifth, you know, sixth inning sometimes and kind of give the ball to those back end guys, you know, especially coming in with guys on base, like today's situation, be able to kind of give it over to Kinsler and Doolittle, and they get the job done, and, you know, it's a good day.
Yeah, you got a couple of good guys out of there, two batters, and boom, they're gone. Earned run average for Matt Albers, not 1.74 in his 52nd appearance of the year.
Pretty good, though.
Matt, thanks for your time, pal. And again, we're thoughts and prayers with you, with your family, with all the people of Houston, Texas. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Okay, thanks. Do you mind if I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Me and Tony Rendon, I think it was tweeted out. You know, we have a website now. It's usharing.com / Houston Area Relief Fund. And that we just started that. We each donated $10,000 to start the fund of giving back home. You know, some of the guys have already donated on the team, and the Nationals tweeted out, and some other guys tweeted out. So we're just trying to get it out there. And, you know, there's a lot of people back home that need help. And, you know, if, you know, whether you donate to my fund or just any fund out there to help the people of Houston, because there's a lot of people there that really need a lot of help.
Thank you, Matt. That's usharing.com, correct?
Yes, / Houston Area Relief Fund.
Okay.
And it should send you to our link.
The Nationals will go for the series sweep on Wednesday when Steven Strasburg takes the mound.